What's up, Pats pals? Nick Fitzy-Stevens and Miss Megan Ottolini here for the Six Rings recap on day 8 of Pats Camp 2025, July 31st, 2025. And I'll spare you the run-up. It was a walkthrough today. They got the N Stadium practice tomorrow night. Nothing to report from the nothing burger of today's practice. Only one guy with a helmet on today, Drake May. So I thought this would be a good opportunity, Mago, for us to kind of take a look at the first week of camp and see who's been trending in the right direction and who's got some work in splaining to do. Maybe a little three up and three down.
I love it. First week in pads. Let's grade them.
All right. So let's go three up first. Let's start with the Pats positives because we're trying to trend positive this season. Who's the first person, first player that stands out to you as having had an excellent camp to date?
It has to be Drake May, and it's because one of the biggest question marks coming into his sophomore season here is he going to be able to pull back from the turnovers? And we've seen through the last six practices him taking a really big step forward with that. His accuracy wasn't always there in camp, but he hasn't been turning the ball over. He hasn't been throwing picks, and he's been looking really great over the last couple of days.
Everyone's talked about the leadership that he's evolving into being the man and that he knows his job beyond just being the distributor of the ball. But it does look like there's a little extra processing. He looks like he has comfort in command, and that's all you could ask before we obviously get to the first meaningful passes. Pretend season game one in a week, Friday night here. Brady, start your night against the Commanders. On that line, I'd like to go with his primary target. I think Steph Diggs is having, if you're capable of almost being a 10-year veteran and having a breakout camp, I think he's been awesome.
They have a great connection when Diggs goes on that crossing route. It'll be interesting to see where else they utilize him as we get into joint practices with the Commanders, with Minnesota. I am so high on Steph Diggs. I have seen some of the over-unders. I'm not a gambling person, but I'm looking like very much up for Steph Diggs.
Bang those props. I'm feeling pretty good about him as well. And what's really nice to hear is anytime you speak to any other receiver, they all say the same thing. We wanted him in that room. We needed him in that room. And I think he's basically, he's being the tide in the receiver room that's raising all the boats right now. And for a third?
I would go with Jared Wilson. Jared Wilson has been a real surprise of camp in a very nice way. He's been getting some really high-level reps, if you haven't heard, mostly at left guard. Mm-hmm. He has taken a few reps at center. We'll get to that Yes, we'll get to that with some of our three downs. But Jared Wilson, Caden Wallace was talking about him yesterday. Can't say enough good things about the kid.
He's good. He's looks really like blank
a,
and
looks
good.
Looks like a big find.
Yeah. And I just had a chance to talk to Morgan Moses. Great interview. Great guy. And he said he can't, in talking with Jared Wilson, he asked him how many games, he's like, how many games you started at center in college? He's like, I only played 12. And Morgan Moses was blown away because of his intelligence, because of his ability to read and react quickly. So Pats may have stumbled into somebody there, which they needed desperately. Yes, that's right. Positive offensive line talk, only right here on the Six Rings recap. But now, sadly, with three ups, there must be three downs. What's the first one for you?
I'm going to start with the center position. So they have already cycled through some centers. Garrett Bradbury was kind of your de facto starter from free agency.
Yep.
He's been injured. And then you go to Ben Brown, who came partway through the season last year. He was taking reps with the ones today. And Cole Strange has been bumped down to the twos and threes. And as I said, there's been a lot of fumbled snap exchanges throughout several practices of camp. So it's just a position that chemistry, you really need it with the quarterback. It's early, but something that they need to work on.
Like last year, you didn't love having 14 different offensive line combinations. You don't love it being 8 days into Pats camp and them already having used four different people at center. So that is a massive question mark. And along those same lines, offensive line depth in general has to be down number two. Because, you know, if Will Campbell goes down, and he's had his struggles, but as it should be noted, he is a rookie. That's what you're supposed to go through this time of year. If Will Campbell goes down, jeepers creepers, I don't even want to get into that scenario as well. Morgan Moses, who's behind him, and like we said, the center position. So just the fact that there's an unsteadiness of depth along the offensive line makes me a little skittish.
Yeah, even going into the minicamp, going into the draft, really, when it looked like it was going to be Will Campbell for this pick, it wasn't just that, hey, is he a guard or is he a tackle in the arm length? But the idea that you're really tossing the baby into the deep end of the pool with Will Campbell. And I think we're seeing some of the treading water that you're expecting a baby to do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't have a baby yet, so I don't know. speculation on the internet today.
So, I tended not to throw my children in the deep end, but
you know what I'm saying? It's like they kind of have left themselves as that being the option at left tackle.
Correct, correct as well. I mean, it tells you a lot that when we go back to the draft with all the expectations we have for Travion Henderson at running back and as an offensive weapon, that the Patriots first considered taking a guard in that spot who ultimately went a slot earlier to Miami. That does tell you that they, too, knew that depth would be an issue. And number three, man, we can't get healthy cornerbacks. We're supposed to have maybe one of the five best cornerback tandems in Gonzo and Carlton Davis. Carlton Davis has been out 2 days for every one that he's been back. And Gonzo, the words soft tissue injury are the three I would least want to hear regarding Christian Gonzalez heading into what should be a massive breakout year for him.
Yeah, hopefully Gonzo gets back by the end of training camp before we really even get into preseason. But with Carlton Davis, I think what's interesting there is this is a 28-year-old guy who is on a very strong maintenance plan, it appears.
Right.
He was there for the walkthrough today, but it was a very literal walkthrough, so I don't put that much stock into that.
No.
I think that they're taking a very the preemptive, just taking care
measured
of them
approach.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
You know, I would like to see more of the starting cornerbacks, but health has to be the priority.
I know. I mean, if it comes to week one and we're like, oh, who's up against the Raiders? Isaiah Bolden and Marcellus Dial. You're allowed to then start getting the Buffalo chicken sweats.
I will not stand for the Alex Austin erasure on this video pod.
I'm a fan. I'm a card-carrying member of the fan club. And Marcus Jones, there should be no slander about his cornerback play either. All right. Fitzy and Mego here on the Six Rings video recap with our three up and three down as we're just a week into Pats Camp 2025. Lock it in here for daily recaps, of course, podcasts, so much more content as we get you, the best fans in the business, ready for what should be a very exciting season. Take care. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. And as always, go Pats.